mobile advertising, the advantage is the penetration of the device. Now, each one of us today, right from the kids in the house to the adults in the house, have either a mobile phone or a tablet or a laptop. Mobile phones have become organs. It's a part of our body these days. As soon as we wake up, we check our phones. As soon as our meeting gets finished, we check our phones. As soon as we get a ping, like a notification, we check our phones. It has become the most attractive medias to advertise in today's world. The impact of the reach is a challenge, so some media buyers question the impact. Yes, they do, because there's still a lot of people in the country don't have smartphones to be shown the ads. But still, it is one of the most amazing mediums to advertise. Technology researcher Gartner Inc. forecasts that the worldwide mobile ad revenue will touch $12.2 billion by the end of the year, up from $11.9 billion back in 2016. This revenue is much more compared to $12.2 billion today as well. The top Indian advertisers, specifically travel and e-commerce, came out with their own mobile applications for smartphones and started spending money to distribute these campaigns through the right kind of TG, right from IRCTC to Make My Trip to Myntra to Jabong to Amazon, Flipkart, Redbus, Goibibo. Everybody has their own applications wherein they target their users and also spend a lot more money to acquire their audience and distribute their campaigns on the app and the mobile phones. In mobile application, advertisement is another big form of advertisement. You playing a game, you get an ad. You're doing something on an application, you get an ad. That is something which can never ever get out of your attention because the mobile is in your hand and you cannot ignore it. The number of smartphone users in India is expected to double from 859 million by 2022 from 468 million users back in 2017. It is growing at a compound annual growth rate or a CAGR of 12.9% according to an ASSOCHAM PwC joint study. Social media advertising. One of the most consumed form of advertising in today's time, without a doubt. Even half of you might be scrolling your Instagrams or LinkedIn's or Facebook's right now. Yes. I know this is uncanny, but yes, that's how we all have become. According to the media reports, Indian organizations use social media much more than the global average and their counterparts in emerging economies. I am not surprised. We being the country with the maximum number of LinkedIn users, Instagram users, and being in the top five for all the other platforms you can think of, right from YouTube to Twitter and many more. All studies are coming to the same conclusion that social media in business is used for driving one thing, customer engagement. How can you engage them with your brand better? How can we make a community of loyal customers? How can you make them always remember your brand? That's the best part about social media, and that's exactly why it is used. The ultimate business objective of revenue plays second fiddle in this medium. Revenue is not the primary objective in social media, but yes, driving customer engagement is. Next is D2H or direct to home industry. The D2H industry in India has been expanding at a very swift pace. According to the TRAI performance indicators, there are about 44 million DTH subscribers in the country. India today has a large broadcasting and distribution sector comprising of 730 satellite TV channels, 100 multi-system operators, 6,000 independent cable operators, around 60,000 local cable operators, and 7 DTH operators, and several IPTV providers. Out of a total of 138 million TV homes, about 30 million are dependent on Doordarshan's terrestrial broadcast services, and 74 million are covered by cable services and the rest by direct to home and the IPTV, which is Internet Protocol Television Services. India is the only country in the world with 88 million non-TV households, indicating the potential growth in the market for DTH. But the future of the medium is not so bright. With the advancements, you know, of your OTT platforms, with your Amazon Fire Stick, D2H will find it very difficult to grow in the market. Two-way satellite TV dishes that can send as well as receive signals are available, but this is a more expensive option to teaming a receiving only dish with a broadband connection. The success of OTT and web-based streaming services like Amazon Prime, Netflix, Hotstar have further made people move away from D2H and satellite TV. Having said that, DTH still has a good chunk, right, from your Tata Sky to Dish TV to Airtel to Videocon. It is still having a good chunk and good space of advertising on those platforms. But OTT platforms are undoubtedly much more preferred and gradually might eradicate a DTH. Impossible to eradicate, but might decrease the use of DTH. Moving forward with animation and gaming. Animation, briefly described, is a rapid display of time-sequenced frames to create an illusion of continuous movement. As simple as combining multiple images which look like a video to you, with different movements in every frame. The sub-segments within animation and gaming may be defined as animation, animation entertainment, visual effects, custom content development, which is in and around animation industry as a whole, wherein you're trying to develop much more high-end content for bigger brands, getting them produced, adding your VFX in them, and making it much more appealing to the users and getting them the best output so that they get glued onto the screens and don't deviate. Indian animation industry is highly fragmented industry. Indian players are primarily involved in the labor-intensive production and post-production activities, such as a service provider working on the revenue model or work for hire. You hire freelancers on project-to-project basis, wherein the intensive production is involved, and the content development and the pre-production activities are still very nascent in India, both for the domestic and the outsourcing market. However, it is expected to see some big momentum owing largely to the corporates and their marketing budgets. Content development has become the most crucial in today's world. Content development being the most important part of your OTT platforms, to your television, to your social media, to anything and everything that you consume. It has to be produced in high-end quality and added the flair of animation to make it worthy enough for the users to see. The content requirements for corporates e-learning is expected to grow at 11% per annum back in 2009. Today, only thing which according to me is growing is e-learning. And the e-learning industry as a whole will never die because learning never stops, which will require a lot of animation, a lot of explainer videos, a lot of videos like these, and many, many, many more. Then comes the ad-free media. Advertising-free media refers to media outlets whose output is not funded or subsidized by the sale of advertising in the space. You don't sell the space wherein you can advertise. That's exactly ad-free media. It includes in its scope mass media entities such as websites, televisions, and radio networks and magazines. The public broadcasters of a number of countries air without commercials. There are a lot of broadcasters which do not allow any commercials within them. Perhaps the best known example of this is the UK public broadcaster, the BBC, whose domestic networks do not carry any commercials. Surprising, but yes, they do not have any commercials at all. Instead, the BBC, in common with most of the public broadcasters in Europe, is funded by a television license fee levied on the owners of all television sets. A report in 2006 by the Senate of Canada suggested that the country's public broadcaster, the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, be funded sufficiently by the federal government so that it could air without any advertising. Ad-free media, boys. That's what it is. Ad-free media, guys. Next, jumping on to event advertising. It's also called event marketing or sponsoring in an event, and many, many more, in which the participation by an advertiser or a marketer in events including sports, concerts, cultural activities to promote its brand or company name to the consumer and other interested parties such as company employees, stakeholders or local municipal officials. Right from big brands like An Academy Today, Cred, Polycab, Jio advertising in the IPL, to an event which is taking place in a concert, to another kind of event wherein a brand will advertise to show their ads, their brand recognition to the dealers, distributors, and consumers, and many, many more. There are a large number of highly skilled and well-rewarded people behind the scenes that make these events a success, now happening a lot virtually than before because of COVID. We, being an industry which cannot survive without events, it has taken a shift from virtual, from actual to virtual. Still, virtual events are doing great, but actual events are starting with a small number of people. Sometimes the corporates can create own events to disseminate the information, or sometimes they may sponsor an existing one. You create your own event and call your own dealers and distributors, or you sponsor an event to get the visibility that you're looking for. Companies like Wikipedia use a considerably big chunk of their marketing budget on such events. Yes, Wikipedia does that. Right from live events to corporate videos and websites create a good resource for corporate communication and making sure you get a better output for each event that you are a part of. Corporate world solves issues through the use of live events. The tool gains importance of during crisis management. The event is a good tool to create and remind about brands built by organizations. It gives a constant recall value to your consumers. They constantly keep seeing the ads and they constantly keep remembering the ads and you as a brand. That's exactly what happens when an event takes place. And when a brand sponsors that event or takes part in that event, showcases their brand, message, products, services to the consumer. Direct marketing. Direct marketing is concerned with establishing an individual relationship between the business offering a product or a service and the final customer. Direct marketing has been defined by the Institute of Direct Marketing as the planned recording, analysis, and tracking of customer behavior to develop relationship-based marketing strategies. Right from your forms in a mall, to a e-commerce point, to a telemarketing, to a direct sales call, to mailing, to mailer campaigns, to much more, are direct form of marketing which directly reaches to the consumer from the business in the end consumer's hands. So the magazine inserts to your newspaper inserts, everything can be covered in direct marketing. Moving forward, media buying strategies. Just to take you a quick overview, there we have newspapers, we have radio, television, cable TV, outdoor, digital media, and much more. Newspapers, yes, they have the best kind of readership. They have the best kind of readership in the country. But the circulation is dropping. The cost of the special sections are reduced today, so you can advertise over there. It's flexible medium with many sizes to advertise and accommodate any kind of budget. It is upfront and it's direct, and people still consume newspapers a lot. Radio, looking at all the kind of day parts, right from morning to the evening, to the late night, to during the daytime, narrowing hours to achieving the right kind of savings and the right kind of advertisement returns, reducing demographic waste on stations, optimizing duplication, going for spectrum buying, bulk buying of the spectrum, trying to be sure that it achieves overall strategy, value-added opportunities, and a lot more is what we studied in radio. Television, looking outside the box, avoiding spending on highly rated shows to deliver to a target, Time to look at the new programming. Communicate the top three desires. Otherwise, you'll have to pay a lot more than what you have. Cable TV, make a 10-second spot and logo tag available to stations. Buy program specific when available. Look at demographics of the network. Outdoor, depends on the location. Digital media, establishing key performance indexes. Set goals and a budget. Pick your platforms properly according to your TG. Gather content and put all together in an ad plan. Technical setups, and finally, executing your campaign, tracking it, and optimizing it. Moving forward with rural media, in India, there is a huge gap between the urban and the rural markets. This gap consists of differences in terms of education, standard of living, disposable incomes, culture, faith and beliefs, occupation, infrastructure facilities, and many other factors. Despite all these differences, marketers are taking key interest in marketing their products in rural markets, and the reasons are: urban markets are mature and the competition level is very, very high. The urban population has clear knowledge about products and rarely any product is new for them. If the Indian advertising industry is to reach out to rural India in an effective and an efficient manner, it has to be grounded firmly in rural perceptions, value and traditions. It has to immerse itself in local colors, customs and modes of communication in order to make itself relevant to the needs and desires of rural society. It has to gain the trust of the masses by undercutting its own excessive dependency on Western style of advertising on the one hand and on its use of deceptive and manipulative claims on the other. It has to reach out to top rural consumers and relate them to an appropriate level so that it can bring about the desired behavioral changes. It has to find ways to reincarnate innovation. If we want to penetrate the rural market, we need to understand and make sure that we do not hurt the sentiments of the rural market. Sentiments play a very important role. Another thing could be giving them the language that they're looking for. Rural or region-specific languages in those specific geographies. Trying to make sure that communication is easy for them to understand and very simply put together so that they become your consumer rather than getting baffled by the ads. Rural consumers have a different mindset, have a different kind of buying capacity because they have a different kind of lifestyle altogether. That is where we want to reach and make every brand, which is a consumable brand, an FMCG brand, reach those regions as well. There are various types of rural media: property, folk theater, demonstration, wall paintings, hearts, PDA activities. Everything can be used and a lot of companies still use them. Like property paintings on the property with Life Insurance Corporation of India, they used puppets to show and educate rural masses about life insurance and the existing help of the illiteracy in the house in Lucknow. The number of inquiries at local life insurance companies during the period immediately following the performance was compared with normal frequency and found to be considerably much higher. Folk theatres are mainly short and rhythmic in the form. It has been used as an effective medium for social protest against injustice. Demonstrations are direct contacts and a face-to-face relationship with people individually trying to perform something in a panchayat or groups in a villages, in which people try to help and pass on a message by demonstrating things like saving the girl child. Asian Paints launched a Utsav range by painting Mukhiya's house or the post office to demonstrate that paint does not peel off. As simple as that. Wall paintings are an effective medium too. They're very economical for advertising in rural areas. You just go and paint the entire wall, get the entire brand with the logo and the message done. Retailers normally welcome paintings of their shops, walls, and the same with their name boards. The greatest advantage of this medium is the power of the picture compared within its local touch. Images used here are a strong emotional association with the surroundings. Hearts are basically weekly markets wherein people try to offer small different media opportunities in one place. Hearts are gradually losing their importance, yes, in a lot of developed markets such as Tamil Nadu because of the tremendous progress made by small towns. BDL activities or below-the-line activations have proved the utility over time. This becomes even more important for sectors such as banking and insurance, which need concept selling before specific brands are promoted. A lot of BDL activities have made sure that the consumer understands, and in these rural areas specifically, what the brand is trying to convey. The growth in conventional media has been quite significant, however, it has not been substantial. Rural media consists of about close to 127 million households, of which only 54% come in contact with any of the conventional media like press, TV, satellite, radio, or cinema. That means roughly 238 million are waiting to be tapped by the conventional media. No wonder rural media is a marketer and advertiser's gold mine. For any company which has a low ticket size and wants to sell to the masses, rural media should be considered. It should be acknowledged that different media mix is needed to convey the message to the rural media and the rural consumers. There's also a need to understand what appeals to urban customers may definitely not be appropriate for rural counterparts. You have to redesign your ad, you have to re-communicate your communication, re-instill the thought process in rural consumers in a different way altogether. The entire communication, also the vehicles for communication, have to be different in rural versus urban media. It has been noticed that the below-the-line communication, like alternative and innovative ways of communication, played a very important role in building reassurance and trust of a brand. And so it is vital that we make sure we take in rural media also into consideration compared to all the amazing media options that we have in the modern world. That brings us to the summary of the chapter. Print, being the age-old and highly acceptable medium, includes newspapers and magazines. TV, you know, has the same potential. Radio emerged like the phoenix bird, and courtesy FM stations are commuting listeners and enjoying the attention of both the planners and their advisors. Out of home, including billboards, point of purchase, and ambient advertising, is giving tough fight to other mediums. These are equally catchy when it comes to attracting the attention of the audience. Digital media is the new rage. It comes in many avatars, such as top media, which is OTT, internet or web advertising, mobile advertising, social media, animation and gaming, and much, much more. There are media buying strategies for the various mediums, specifically for medium to medium and audience to audience. For rural media, media penetration and the need gap possesses a big challenge. On that note, make sure that you always choose the right kind of media with the right kind of intent, with the right kind of objective in mind, and with researching which media is performing better compared to the other. On that note, that brings us to the end of the chapter. Thank you so much for staying till the end. I hope you all had an amazing lecture so far. Until next time, take care, stay safe. Tarun Makhija signing off.